Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. I think in some ways this spring of 2014 is all the more welcome because of the severity of our winter. For the last few weeks we've been enjoying wonderful weather, warm breezes, and the miracle of our gardens coming back to life. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, this long-awaited season of renewal ought to be celebrated somehow. Maybe we could come up with a theme that would tie into cooking. I don't know. What do you think?
Sure. I mean, the dish pasta primavera would be the one that sort of, it's really designed for this time of year. Primavera, meaning the first green, or, you know, the first green things we see coming up in the garden.
And sure.
Of course, this is one of those dishes where you get 10 people in the room and there's 11 different recipes because, you know, everybody has their own interpretation. But I think the key to this dish is just really bright green vegetables. You know, and certainly the ones of spring come to mind, peas, asparagus, ramps, those types of things.
Is this the kind of thing where you can just go to the market and just pick up a basket full of things and bring them home?
Of course, of course. This, like I said, there's everybody has their preferences. Mm-hmm. But I think the key is to get everything really pretty and green.
Mm-hmm.
And the technique that's important to do that is what's called blanching.
Right.
Okay. And so I think a lot of people might be confused or not sort of comfortable with how it works. I mean, the chemistry behind it's pretty simple. Basically, in vegetables, in their intercellular structure, there's a whole bunch of gases that exist that kind of shade their actual color. It's almost like looking through a cloud of smoke trying to
see
something.
No kidding.
And so blanching is done in a big pot of hot water and boiling water. The hotter, the better. And remember that when you throw room temperature things into hot water, the temperature goes down.
It's
so the
drop,
more
right.
water you have, the larger the vessel, or if you go in a little bit of bunch, you know, little bunches of whatever you're blanching, it's much better than trying to throw the whole lot into a big pot. But you're basically getting these gases to be released, and you can see the beautiful color of the chlorophyll in the plants. But again, if you go too long, you start to break down this chlorophyll, and you get that army green color of the vegetables my mother used to make for us all the time.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So blanching is a very quick process in a lot of boiling water, and then you need an ice bath. You also want to quench this process. You don't want to get the heat out of them before they overcook.
When you blanch it, will you actually tenderize the vegetable enough so that it is cooked?
There's different reasons to blanch. Some are for freezing because blanching also kills enzymes. It denatures some enzymes that sort of break down the vegetables. And for freezing, you want to cook it. You want to blanch it longer than if you want to do just to get the color and keep it crisp. So, you know, depending on the size of the vegetable and what you're doing, for instance, peas, I barely leave in there for 30 seconds.
Right.
Pull them out and then right into this cold water bath.
And they're
done. Chill them down. And they're done and they're beautiful and green. Asparagus maybe a touch longer. I think the whole idea is to get these really pretty green things, and that's very important in your pasta dish.
And once you put it into the ice bath, you're not going to serve it that way, obviously. To bring it back up to edible temperature, you don't have to boil it again.
No. You should drain it out and dry it off. And then all you're going to do is cook off your favorite pasta.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I prefer something like penne. And then again, I think it's simple. A little olive oil, a little bit of garlic in the pan. Toss in the vegetables, toss in the pasta, toss it for a few minutes. Add a little bit of cheese and onto the plate and you're done.
And it won't cook hot enough to destroy that beautiful color.
Right, exactly. You want these things to just be so pretty when they come to plate. And of course, copious amounts of freshly grated cheese never hurts.
Oh, absolutely. It's the best.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jerry. That's really great. Primavera, it does mean spring.
Yeah.
And speaking of spring and the farmers markets, our featured product of the week are the annual flowers that you can get at the farmers markets for planting. They look absolutely beautiful. You can pick them up, take them home. They've been really well cared for.
Yeah.
Just pop them right into the ground, and there should be a few edible flowers.
Oh, definitely.
As
things
well.
Like pansies and nasturtiums, all those
That's
things
right.
ready to go and ready to be thrown in your salads.
And just make your house more beautiful. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White, for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.